Senate Rules Committee to order. We have one bill before us, the Senate Bill 355, an act relating to sexual offenses against children. Would just indicate that if action is taken on this, it would be the intent to have this on the floor tomorrow. And Senator Fisher and Senator Fates are getting information out, information that will show all sex-related issues and what the charges would be. So we'll have something in which to judge this against other existing laws, as well as a sectional analysis, so that people would have it, because it's a rather major bill to be moving fairly quickly, although there's been a lot of interesting people following it. Senator?
Madam Chairman, the bill essentially addresses the major part of it. The Carlson case that was just decided by Judge Johnstone, in which he found that a statute that we'd passed some years ago did not apply to a student and teacher when the student was over the age of 16, which we regarded as an oversight on our part, and this bill seeks to correct that problem. It does expand it, I might note, to more than just teachers, and creates a position of special trust, and that's noted on page 4, lines 6 through 11. Essentially, those people that are in a position of special trust, similar to a teacher as well as a teacher.
But it would take in various youth organizations and
yes,
and others.
There have from time to time been difficulties that occurred with inappropriate behavior in several of these areas. It was this I might add is not drafted from something that we developed originally, but is a variation of a Utah statute.
What's the presumptive sentence on this?
It would be a class A felony.
Mm-hmm. Which is?
That's up to 20 years.
Are you prepared to take action?
Yes, Madam Chairman, I would move that Senate Bill 355 be passed from committee and calendar at the discretion of the chair.
Mm-hmm. Unanimous consent? Been
yes,
asked?
Ma'am.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Rules adjourned.